This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Circle me, Lord. Keep light and love within. Keep dark powers and demons without. Circle me, Lord. Keep health and hope within. Keep depression and denial without. Circle me, Lord. Keep childlike trust within. Keep fear of death's power without. The Holy Three encircling be, nurturing in eternity. Giving more than we can ask, scattering darkness from our path. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful prayer. Where did you get that? I knew I couldn't get down from the loft that quickly, so I asked Father William, who graciously agreed to share it with you. And it is a prayer that comes from the good folks on the island of Lindisfarne with Ray Simpson's community of St. Aidan and St. Hilda. And they celebrate in their Celtic spirituality every year the Feast of the Winter Solstice, when there is the shortest day of the year. We too celebrate that. We call it Christmas. It has come down to us in different time frames and with calendars and such getting now to December the 25th. But it is about the light overcoming the darkness. You know, there is a feast day that they celebrate in Sicily, in Italy. It's big in Scandinavia, other European countries. We have it on our calendar, but it doesn't get observed too much. It's called the Feast of St. Lucy, Santa Lucia. We celebrated it with our children in the school, with Father William, last week. And it, too, is originally a celebration of the winter solstice, when it seems that the darkness is going to overcome the light. Now, we all know, because we've gone through this cycle before in our lives, that we know that after you have the shortest day of the year, the sun starts to come back and the days are going to get longer again. But we don't always feel that in our lives, do we? That we can be in a very dark place and it seems like the light will never return. This feast of Mary, really, on the fourth Sunday of Advent that we celebrate, is just like St. Lucy, that we are celebrating that the light will come back. And that however dim that light may seem to be, when it is darkest, the smallest light gleams its brightest. St. Lucy, if you don't know the legend of her, she was a third century person in Sicily. She was a Christian woman. She was being forced, as the story goes, to marry a pagan. She refused, and as a result, they wanted to punish her. And as a result, they tried to kill her, and miraculously she survived. They wanted to poke out her eyes. Somehow her sight was miraculously restored. Eventually, I think on the third time, they finally put her to death. She became a martyr of the early church. But as her legend continued to grow, it becomes this feast of light. You've seen pictures, I'm sure, with what looks like an Advent wreath she's wearing on her head. And she brings light to the world. Her life, chosen to follow God, brings light to others. And so as the custom comes down, she brings food to the poor And in families in Scandinavia, she will bring food to the family in the middle of the night, dressed as St. Lucy. But again, it's about the darkness being overcome by the light. We came out here at 7:45, and Elliot Williams, God love him, he came out here to light this Advent wreath, and it wouldn't light. The little butane lighter was dead. So we went back and we got the other one and brought it out. Guess what? It didn't work either. And so I came out and I said, it was all planned, folks, because today's sermon's about, it seems like there is no light, but the light will overcome the darkness. And on the third time it worked. This is a message for us. You know, what we are celebrating today with Mary is one who is really teaching us about darkness overcoming, sort of, but not really, and then light overtaking. There is this great contrast and comparison that goes on in Luke's gospel between Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph. Now, you know the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth. They're old. They always wanted a child. They prayed for a child. They were never able to have a child. Finally, they find out they're going to have a child. And what does Zechariah do? He says to God, I don't believe you. This is what you've wanted. This is what you prayed for. Now I'm going to do it, and now you don't believe. And of course, he's silenced for a while to help him to think about it a little bit. Now we have Mary and Joseph over here. A young girl, 13, maybe 14, not officially married, in a culture that if you were pregnant at that age and not married, you could be stoned, killed. Not exactly what Mary wants. So this is the last thing in your life, Mary, that you want, but God is calling you maybe to do this? Okay, I'm in. What a difference in these two stories, huh? But Mary is the one who shows her faith in such an incredible, incredible way. And again, we go back to the light overcoming the darkness. Faith is what brings love into the world. When everything else in her life might have seemed that there was no possible way, this is good news, her faith enabled her to say yes. You know, it's not by coincidence that officially in our church calendar, on the shortest day of the year, December 21st, you know what feast day we celebrate? St. Thomas. Doubting Thomas. Why? Because what helps us to overcome our doubts and move on? We walk by faith. This is what this day is about for us. And so, what I ask you on this fourth Sunday of Advent to contemplate is think about your life. Think about a situation in your own life where you were feeling called that you had to do something that was not humanly possible. God, there's no way I can do this. No way. And yet, the situation was such that you felt called by God that that is what you had to step out in faith and do. If you've never done that, you have never truly walked by faith. But I know that you have. I know your stories. I know my story. God has enabled us to walk by faith. And so what we do on this day is as we look to Mary, as we look to Thomas, as we look to Lucy, and all those people who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith, that we remember how God has enabled us to do that. And we celebrate it. And it gives us strength that when we are called to do it once again, he will be there to lead us. We're going to celebrate love coming down very, very soon. But we don't have to wait. It's there right now if we are willing to step out in faith and walk into the light.